Some time ago, a motivational speaker designed a program to help people develop their full potential. And the program was much in demand because the experts claimed that we only use 10% of our full potential. And this program was entitled The Chinese Bamboo Tree. The tree takes a year or so to sprout, but once it sprouts, it can grow as much as 90 feet in 6 weeks. However, I would like to tell you a true story about developing a potential that I encountered. We moved to a new house in North Carolina, and a landscaper whose name was Lonnie suggested that I plant centipede grass. It was a fast-growing grass, and so I did. And Lonnie only used about a half a pound of the seed, and the seed was almost like powder. In about 5 minutes, he sowed the entire backyard and the front yard. He told me, keep on watering it, and presented me with the bill. After about a month, I did not see any evidence of new growth. So I told my wife, I think we've been took. So I called Lonnie and expressed my concerns. And he informed me that it must be 70 degrees for 10 days. Then he said, the first year, the grass sleeps. The second year, it creeps. And the third year, it leaps. At the end of that first year, I did notice a little green hue. But I tell you what, when we left 3.5 years later, I was mowing the front and the back twice a week. So what does this have to do with today's gospel? Why did Jesus wait 30 years to begin his ministry? I believe there are two reasons. During this time, he was putting down an elaborate system of spiritual roots. That is, he was preparing spiritually for his mission that his Father gave him. And we need to keep in mind once in a while that some things that we have a tendency to forget, that Jesus possessed a human nature just as we do. Therefore, he grew and developed slowly, just as we do. He grew and developed slowly in body and in wisdom. And that's according to Luke in chapter 2, verse 52. Jesus had to struggle in mind and body, just as we do. And the second reason that Jesus waited so long was that the people were not ready for him. They needed someone like John the Baptist to channel a sincere and a genuine desire for repentance. Jesus needed to demonstrate a solidarity with the people. He had that he came to redeem by going down to that river and presenting himself for baptism as they did. Also, Jesus stepped out of the water and the Holy Spirit descended and the voice said, you are my son. God, in the presence of Jesus, came down from heaven to set things straight here on earth. Just like the grass, Jesus began to leap. His mission on earth began. So how does this apply to us in our personal lives? You know, sometimes we forget that each one of us has received a mission from God. Just as Jesus' baptism inaugurated his mission, so our baptism inaugurated our mission. In a few moments, baby Cora will be baptized. The stain of original sin will be removed. She will become a Christian. She'll become a Catholic, and her mission will begin. And just like the grass, she will sleep, and she will creep. And then with the help of her parents and godparents, she will leap. Cardinal Newman wrote, "God has committed some work to Cora, for which he has not committed to another." You know, in trying times like this, we need to spend more time in prayer each day and set our roots just like Jesus did. We need to keep in touch with Jesus, who alone can help us carry out our mission faithfully, just as Jesus did.